the SBA is making some loans available, or some help available in, as I understand it, 105 counties. Mm-hmm. This is we've got an agriculture disaster in all 114 counties. Can you fill me in on why we have 105 counties for small business as opposed to all counties?
Well, our disaster declaration is in response to the Secretary of Agricultural declaration that was for drought and excessive heat that began on April 1st, 2012, and is continuing in the primary counties that were named in that declaration. So we didn't actually declare the counties ourselves. Our programs are activated in response to the Secretary of Agricultural declaration. So you'd have to check with them to find out, you know, why some of the counties don't match up with the ones that are on the other declaration that you're speaking of.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Tell me what kind of – I think it's easy for folks to grasp when they see that the crops are drying up and they see big cracks in the fields and in the bottom of ponds. It's pretty easy for them to understand how this situation that we have going on right now has affected farmers. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how it has affected small business?
Yes. Well, we have, you know, in the agricultural industry for farmers and ranchers, you have a lot of other businesses that service those industries. And so when the farmers and ranchers are affected, there's going to be ripple effects, and it's going to spill over into those other areas. And that's what our program is really designed to help with. It's an economic injury disaster loan up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses for those small businesses that service or are servicing that industry.
Are we talking, for example, about farm equipment sales and repair shops or feed stores, mm-hmm. and fertilizer dealers, things like that?
Exactly. And then it could even go as far as, you know, say a cafe or a restaurant that's in an area that's predominantly agriculturally based, the economy. You know, people stop spending money once they have revenue stream interrupted, and so they're affected also. So there can be a lot of different ways that those businesses will be affected.
How do they prove their damages? If a farmer can go out and have somebody from an FSA office come out and say, okay, your crop is 95% gone, but how does that person who runs that cafeteria or cafe that you were talking about prove his damages so he can get one of these loans?
We look mostly at the monthly sales. So once you start looking at historically what the sales were the year prior, what they're at now, and you can kind of see exactly when you know it's starting to affect those businesses, and we rely mostly on that. So, but for businesses, it can vary. You know, some businesses have their own savings and you know, and have a way of making it through a little bit of a recovery period, and others, it's going to affect them right away. So, you know, if any businesses that are out there starting to feel the impacts, we'd like them to contact us and start the application process as soon as possible.
How do they get these? Well, I guess before I ask, how do they get these loans? What's the interest rate that they have to pay on these loans?
Well, it can be they have an interest rate of 4% for businesses and 3% for the private nonprofit organizations. The term can go out to a maximum of 30 years in order to keep the payments as low as possible.
And there's a maximum amount available, I guess?
Yeah, it's we can loan up to a maximum of $2 million.
Well, that's
per business.
Yeah, $2 million is a pretty hefty amount for a small business. If they're $2 million in debt or in trouble, that's real serious.
Yes. Well, it's mainly based on their need. So, you know, we wouldn't expect a small business whose obligations that they were needing the loan to meet, you know, say they were a modest amount, to come in and apply for $2 million. It's going to be based on what they actually need in order to keep the business running and to pay their obligations.
Can they get a loan through the SBA if they already are getting loans from other relief agencies, one kind or another?
Yes, they can. But it is there's a couple of things that we're also going to look at. Is we do look at credit history, and we do look at the ability to repay the loans. So if they're in good standing with those existing obligations, that's usually good. If they're not, it could make the their chances of qualifying a little more difficult.
Your news release speaks of the economic injury disaster loans. Are there other loans available through the SBA to help folks get through this tough time too?
Not through the disaster loan program. They can always contact our district offices located there in Missouri. We have a few of them. But those are guaranteed loan programs that work in guaranteeing through private banks. These are the direct disaster loans that we do. And so the economic injury disaster loan, which is a working capital loan, is the only one that we have right now available for this event.
Can you give me an idea of what the turnaround time is from application to granting of the loan and the first check arriving? Or is it even fair to talk about an average length of time?
Well, it really depends on the application that we get in. Sometimes we get applications in and they're missing documents, and that, of course, will delay the process. But as long as we get an application in that's complete, has all of the required documents that we need to review, it can be anywhere from 1 to 2 or 3 weeks to give them an answer on, yes, you're approved and here's the amount. Would you want to accept the terms? And then from that point on, they would have to execute the loan documents. And then once we receive the executed loan documents, we can usually start making disbursements within 5 days.
Would this apply, for example, to a public water supply district or a rural water supply district that is running out of water and they simply have to drill a deeper well or another well to get access to water? Would this apply to them too?
It really depends on how that is set up. We do loans for businesses, for private nonprofit organizations, and small agricultural cooperatives. But if it's a public entity, like say a local government or public interest, then that would fall under a different program. We're only able to do assistance for private property or for privately owned entities. So looking just at small non-farm businesses, because farmers and ranchers would have to go to the Farm Service Agency, small agricultural cooperatives, and private nonprofit organizations.
Sooner or later, we hope, this thing's going to end. And is there does the SBA at that determine at some point that the situation has ended and then set a time period within which people can still apply before the program closes?
Well, the declaration was made through the Secretary of Agriculture without an actual end to the incident period. They just designated it as for any economic losses caused by drought and excessive heat that began on April 1st and continuing. But our application period in order to apply for these loans is March 18th, 2013. So we would have to get an applicant with their, submit their completed application before that date.
Well, let's hope that this thing's over by then.
The reason why we put it out 9 months like that from the date of the declaration is because, like I was saying, businesses will be affected in different ways. Some of them will feel the impacts right away, and some of them it may take 6 months. I was speaking with a representative from the Missouri State FSA office today, and they were saying, well, even if they started to get rain now, you're still going to have those residual effects felt into the small business community, even if the drought period were to end, because it's a delayed reaction.